30-yard line. Clock continues to wind down. 70 seconds remain. Ubley trailing by four. Now we have a wide receiver out wide each way, swinging under center, and two men in the backfield. As a handoff to Kowalski around the right side. That's a fake. Number 40, Ryan Hague, the man I apparently don't like to call his number, has the ball once again, rolls around the right side, pushes forward for about 5 yards back to the original line of scrimmage. It's now 3rd and 7.
He's been blocking so well tonight, Clark. He deserves a couple good carries of 5 yards. On a side note, David Rakowski is back in the game, and he's split out wide.
As well as Jonathan Bisher out to the left side. This is a pass right down the middle.
Oh!
It is picked off. No. The ground helped catch it. Jake Beachy was all over it. The pass was intended for number... Not quite sure who it was intended for.
I think it was 88.
Jonathan Fisher was cutting right through the middle. It was right outside of his reach. Jake Beachy was right there in his grasp. He had it in his hands, and he came down, and the ground bounced it out. Incomplete. Ubley now faces a 4th and 7 after a blessing in disguise there.
An opportunity for a first down there just out of the reach as Sweeney let him just a hair too much.
29 seconds remain. 4th and 7. It all comes down to this for Ubley. Here we go. Sweeney under center. Two men in the backfield. Receiver out wide each way. He's looking to pass throws to his left. He's wide open to Fisher, and it's complete. He's still in bounds. It's going to be close to the first down. The Chains want to move, but they aren't yet. 20 seconds left. They're stopping the clock for the time being so they can check where the position is. And it's a first down. Move the Chains. The ball stops. The clock stops with 20 seconds left. Ubley is on the 17-yard line of USA. 20 seconds remain. Ubley has one timeout left. Here we go.
Clock's running here.
Clock is running. Ubley is still... 15. Clock is still running, and Ubley is just coming out, and they finally call their last timeout. They just blew 5 seconds off the clock. That is going to hurt them down the way here. All right, Dave. 13 seconds around the clock. You're trailing by four. What is Dave Coffin telling his team right now?
He's telling his offensive line right now, just give Sweeney a chance to drop back and throw them, make a nice pass to a receiver here. He rolled out to his left, which is not his throwing way to roll out. He set his feet, made a good throw. Bisher made a nice catch to just barely get that first down. I look to see something like that again, maybe rolling out to his right this time.
It's starting to get crazy here. Everyone is sitting here patiently. 13 seconds remain. We're not quite sure what's going to happen.
What a great way to start out the high school football season, Clark.
Absolutely. 13 seconds remain. Both teams coming out of their huddles. The entire USA team meeting on the sidelines. Ubley back onto the field already with their game plan. Ubley trailing by four. They are on the USA 17-yard line, 1st and 10. In front of them, 13 seconds remain, is their only opponent at the moment. Wide receiver out each way. Number 20, David Rakowski. On the left side is Jonathan Fisher. Sweeney under center, two men in the backfield.
Fisher is tallest receiver here, Clark. Kind of keep an eye on him. He's made a couple. He's looking hella.
He's going to go for him, but he's not open. Nick Sweeney now rolling to his right. He's going to have to throw it away. And he does indeed. And now 4 seconds remain on the clock. This one is coming down to the wire. One last shot here, 17 yards away from the end zone. USA trying with all their might to hang on to this 4-point victory. The entire crowd comes to their feet. They are trying to get a victory in week number one.
Sweeney didn't like what he's seen there, looking at Bisher, rolled out to his right, had nothing going over there, just had to dish it out of bounds, and with 4 seconds left, hopefully something else works its way out.
Probably out of timeouts. Luckily, the clock stopped with that incomplete pass for them. USA is pumped. Half the stands are now on their feet. USA players can barely contain their excitement on the field. They know what's in front of them. They can smell the victory from here. 2nd and 10 from the 17-yard line for Ubley. They break the huddle. Same formation. Bisher out left, Rakowski out right. Number 5, Kowalski to the left in the backfield. And to the right is number 40, Ryan Hay. Sweeney under center. USA in the prevent. It's a handoff to Ryan Hay. He's going right down the field, and he gets stopped at the 7-yard line. That is game over. Game over, folks. USA hangs on. Ubley 7 yards short of the touchdown for the victory. USA Patriots pull out the victory in week number one. A heck of a way to start the season here, folks.
Wow.
A 10-yard gain there from Peg, but it just wasn't enough. They had to go for it all, and it wasn't there.
Nifty play there, actually. Sweeney handed the ball off and got tackled, so handing off the ball. Haig had a nice burst of speed there. The one guy that probably saved a touchdown there tackled about the 6 or 7 yard line.
You're tuned to WLAW. Both teams shaking their hands. Final score, USA 22, Utley 18. We'll be back right after this to wrap this whole thing up. You're tuned to your home for high school football. That's WLAW Sports.
Saving money versus supporting the community. It is a battle that has waged since the beginning of business, and a common belief is that it's either one or the other. However, McDonald's Food and Family Center is a renowned champion of both causes. McDonald's Food and Family Center has prices that can run with the best of them, but is family-owned and has strong roots in the community. Whenever possible, McDonald's buys local because they believe money spent in the thumb provides for the thumb. McDonald's Food and Family Center, supported by the community, for the community.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when it happens, it doesn't matter if you've saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cass City, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cass City. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motor Sales in Caro. Come check out the 2013s that are arriving daily and the 2012s that are going fast. For example, we have acquired a good selection of hard-to-find 2012 Fusions. You can get $3,250 in rebates on this quality, dependable car that you rarely see in the service department. Come see me, Todd Bowers, and I will show you why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro. Or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
At the volume dealer of the thumb, More Motor Sales of Carroll.
Here, clean up this room!
Jeez, have a cow, will ya? Yeah, don't mind her. She'll be fine. She's just upset that my room has become a pigsty this summer. It's a real drag, though, that it's about over. School is right around the corner. August is like the Sunday of summer. That reminds me, I have to tweet my friend James about this weekend. Thumb Cellular is having a sick back-to-school sale. They have some killer Androids, and get this, you get an HTC Desire or Samsung Gem for free with a 1-year contract. Plus Thumb Cellular has the new Samsung Galaxy S2. It's only $159. That's like the price of 2 Xbox games. Yes, please. My friend Emily posted a status that Thumb Cellular has a new double minutes plan. You get double minutes on any plan for as long as you have a plan. It's like a no-brainer. So, yeah. Go visit Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. It's the talk of the thumb. And all the phones are listed on the flyer at thumbnet.net at the coupons page.
Clean up!
I know!
Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. You probably knew that already, but what you may not know is that I have joined the ranks of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. As a trusted advisor, I can make sure your future is protected in the proper forms. Insurance can be confusing. Trust me, I know. But what I can do is help you understand your insurance coverage, what you